In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. By the morning and the 10 nights, the even and odd, and the night when it departs, is there not in these oaths enough evidence for those who use their common sense? Have you not seen how your Rabb dealt with Ad, the residence of Iram, the city of lofty pillars, the like of which had never been built in other cities, and with people of the Thamud who hewed out their dwellings in the rocks of the valley, and with Firun, the owner of stakes? They all transgressed beyond bounds in their cities, and committed great mischief therein. Therefore your Rabb let loose on them his scourge of torment. Surely your Rabb is ever watchful. As for man, when his Rabb tries him through giving him honor and blessing, he says, "My Rabb is bountiful to me." But when he tries him through restricting his provisions, he says, "My Rabb has humiliated me." Nay, but you did not show kindness to the orphan, nor did you encourage each other in feeding the poor. Greedily you lay your hands on the inheritance of the weak, and you love wealth with your hearts. Nay, you should know when the earth will be pounded to powder. Your Rabb will come with angels standing in ranks. Hell shall be brought in sight. On that day, man will remember his deeds. But how is that remembrance going to profit him? He will say, "Alas, would that I had sent forth some good deeds for this life of mine." None can punish as Allah will punish on that day, and none can bind as He will bind. To the righteous soul it will be said, "O fully satisfied soul, return to your Rabb, well pleased with Him and well pleasing to Him. Join my servants and enter my paradise."